Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, very thankful to the Most High for this very, very precious opportunity. Yes, I said for this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, very much so directly, as the Most High told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Oh, my brothers and sisters, yes, some of everything they could. Since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if they could. Yes, if they could, to destroy. Well, I tell you, since the dawn of human fall, men, their rulers, yes, since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, have obliged themselves after their blindness. I say, yes, my brothers and sisters, men have sought to oblige themselves, comfort themselves. And their blindness. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say that it's been true that men, well, they felt like, my brothers and sisters, that anything that they don't know or see with certainty, even concerning the commands of the Most High, once man fell to a lesser ideal, a lesser standard, a lesser vibration. Men have dared to say that if they don't know it or see it, or if others don't realize the worth of it, all my brothers and sisters, regretfully, men have dared to say that if they don't see the value of a thing, then somehow they've dared to even go as far as to say before the Most High that it's not needed. Our brothers and sisters, I will simply tell you as regretfully, we live in a world today that men have forgotten that the Most High himself has a plan. And if a whole world be blinded, I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if a whole world be blinded, if a whole world be deceived, if a whole world forget the truth, the Most High has not forgotten what he calls a covenant. I said, if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, forgets and denies, becomes blind to the truth. Well, the scriptures tell us well, we understand it from Romans 2:29-3-4. If a whole world be deceived, if a whole world be blind, if the whole world, my brothers and sisters, becomes forgetful, the Most High is still going to be true to all that is his plan. And what that means is, since he does have a plan to end and eradicate all manner of worldly confusion, my brothers and sisters, those who refuse to discern that plan, it doesn't mean that they're safe, my brothers and sisters, because they choose not to believe. I give you a good example. Not very long ago, there were those who at, Dubai? A huge tidal wave approached them very suddenly in the distance off the beach. My brothers and sisters, that tidal wave did not stop because some could not believe the enormity of it all. I can only tell you that what is coming is very much so in so many ways similar, but my brothers and sisters, much more bombastic in so many ways than that occurrence. For I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that when the Most High begins to do what he must do, promised that he would do, to set this world back in order, well, whoever is not prepared, my brothers and sisters, to swiftly change toward what is necessary to survive the times of judgment, yes, also wrath and salvation that must come, that must eradicate the negative in order to accentuate the positive. In fact, must eradicate the negative that only peace remains. Well, I can say to you, my brothers and sisters, that only those who have realized that it is all the various rulership of this world that has sustained contentious differences that have blinded mankind. Only those who realize the need to seek beyond all the rulers of this world will indeed overcome the world. Think about it. Scripture says concerning Messiah, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him might not perish. What else does that mean, my brothers and sisters, but the standard that men have embraced, I say the various standards that men have embraced in this world, when Messiah came 2,000 years ago, were not sufficient. He already said that if men did not believe, they would perish. My brothers and sisters, what else does it mean but that the standards this world upholds are not true to divine will? And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, it should be innately understood, if we are wise, that since the plan of the Most High is to assure that all know from the rising of the sun to the west, across this entire world, there's only one Most High and there's only one Savior. What else does it mean, my brothers and sisters, since the scripture said before Messiah returned, there'll be a falling away from the faith? What else does it mean, my brothers and sisters, but that you must see beyond all the various ideals of all your rulers? But your rulers desire us to have control over the minds of the people. Your rulers, my brothers and sisters, are not concerned with whether or not you discern the absolute will of Yah or not. Yes, I said it before, I said it again. More concerned about their pulpits and thrones than the salvation of a soul. More concerned about their pulpits and thrones than the reconciliation of a people. More concerned about their various pulpits and thrones than you understanding what it means when the man says, "You should not swear by the name of the Most High in vain." They have sought to keep the people ignorant of their transgression, not fully aware of what it really means when it says the wages of sin is death. My brothers and sisters, our people are called, we, who the Most High has called, are called to be an invariant light. When I say an invariant light, my brothers and sisters, it means that we are called to all know and call upon the name of the Most High with one consent. It says, the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, that in the name of the Most High, we all must speak the same thing with one understanding, no divisions among us. And if there be any divisions among us at all, third chapter of 1 Corinthians says, because we're still yet carnal. And if any man consider himself wise after, how about the multitude of divisions that are this world? Scripture says, let a man consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Why, my brothers and sisters, if we dare to say that the Most High is revealed by the variant differences that exist in this world, it is tantamount to cursing, insulting, blaspheming against the very name of the Most High, who says from the very beginning that he is only as he is, not as he is not. His first command to his people is that he is one, meaning that our people who call upon his name must be of one mind. If we're going to be the light of the world, my brothers and sisters, that's what we're consecrated to be. In fact, Most High intends the day to come, there'll be no darkness among any soul that dwells on planet Earth. You must understand what it means when he says he wants his people to be a light to the world. An invariant light of one truth, after one truth, one mind, one consent, calling upon the name of the Most High. One consent. And it's because, my brothers and sisters, that we've ignored, the world has ignored the fact that the Most High is one, meaning that he is all in everything that he is, purity and completion, offering one choice. And men have allowed men to tell folks what they need to enter the kingdom of Yah, and the end result is that humanity has fallen far short of that divine requirement. I said humanity has fallen far short of that divine requirement. If any man can sit back and say that a multitude of contradictions are the work of the Holy Spirit, or the result of man hearkening to the Holy Spirit, that one is not a disciple of the Most High. Definitely not a disciple of the Most High, who is one. Most High is not, my brothers and sisters, revealed, nor is he discerned after a multitude of worldly divisions. These divisions are confusion, not the hope of absolution. They are a lie. They are a lie. This multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters, is sin against what the Most High declared from the beginning. Scripture says those who believe in him might not perish. Our brothers and sisters, a multitude of misrepresentations are not him. So it's without question that many, not having respect enough for the Most High, to realize the need, the great need, to seek the Most High for ultimate discretion beyond all these rulers, have fallen victim to a multitude of fallen standards. Besides, they watch out for false prophets, and the word false actually means more than just the idea that they lie. It's about the idea about them not functioning truly according to the Spirit of the Most High that would teach all things. Listen to what I'm saying. After the Spirit of the Most High, there's no question about it. If men were truly functioning after the Spirit of the Most High, men would believe entirely after the will of one. Most High, by his Spirit, and Scripture says, teaches all things. No lie in it. Reproves all sin. Ah, my brothers and sisters, brings all things to remembrance and even declares the things that are to come. If we were all functioning after that spirit, my brothers and sisters, we'd not be so easily beguiled, after some 45,000 different ideals, and man would know to seek the Most High beyond them all. Messiah himself said, your righteousness, your sense of what is acceptable unto the Most High, your sense of discerning what the Most High requires of his people, discerning even what you need, my brothers and sisters, to be called his people, is in all respects, my brothers and sisters, to be revered as a gift from the Most High. Scriptures tell us we're scattered among the nations, the book of Jacob, they call it James. We're scattered among the nations. And the Most High still requires, beyond all your rulers, a perfect work, meaning that they don't have a right to sit back and talk about, after their varying ideals, what you do or don't need. For all of them will stand before one judgment seat. But regretfully, they've sought to trick the people after the preservation of all manner of debate and doubt. And quite frankly, the scriptures are telling us that if we believe that all these multitude of contradictions is viable, we're not worthy even to receive the Holy Spirit, because in so many ways it's like saying the Most High has lied against his own name, been hypocritical against his own name. My brother and sister, Most High says he is all in everything that he is. His words should not return him void. And it's because men have taken those concepts lightly. Like when Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. He first told, when he was speaking to Israel, said, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. But in the declaration of the gospel, he said, all nations, go forth. He told his disciples, his Hebrew disciples, to go forth and tell all nations they must be converted. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that neither the standard of the Hebrew leaders at the time, nor the standard of Jewish, or if you will, Gentile leaders. None of those standards, my brothers and sisters, were yet viable. None of those standards viable enough for the Most High. That's why Messiah had to be sent. So it's time, my brothers and sisters, we realize what Scripture means, you must overcome the world. If the leaders of the world were viable, Most High would not have had to send mankind a king. And because your leaders never told you this, context they should have, that they preserve their authority over you, that they preserve their ability to exploit you. Well, I say it to you this way. Do you really think that leaders who murder men with their tongues are going to tell you that they have committed murder? Scripture says, if any man beguiles his brother to turn against or not to seek fully what's contained in the law and the prophets, that one is guilty even unto hellfire. What does that say about the multitude of institutions, my brothers and sisters, that 45,000 denominations, do you think that they, in all their differences, have the power to teach you beyond all their error? Do you think they want to teach you beyond their error? I would say think again. Scripture says if you fall victim to any of these folks, to my 5:14-24 Matthew, if you fall victim to any of these leaders, it will cause you to deny or not realize your need for all that is contained in the law and the prophets in order to understand wisely. Scripture says you shall in no case, I said in no case, enter the kingdom of Yah. Scriptures tell us Messiah is going to bring man to be held accountable in the restitution of all things. According to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began, and whoever will not hearken to his testimony as a prophet will be cut off from among the people. Isaiah 28 calls Messiah a mighty and a strong one. His word is line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line to the plummet. The scripture says it's going to be a terror for many to understand the testimony they thought was wise. was insufficient to be called a garment. Terror to understand the cloth, the doctrine they uphold, is too weak. The warp is weak. Too short for a man to wrap himself up in it. Spiritually naked, our brothers and sisters, allowing the leaders to tell you what you need rather than ask the Most High what more you need, has been an insult against his very name. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. As the scriptures tell us that Messiah's words can be line upon line, precept upon precept, and many will not be able to hearken to hear or learn from him because they didn't have those precepts, basically means that your leaders aren't teaching you everything you need to know. But my brothers and sisters, there are those who would like to be comforted to believe that all these leaders can set up their own standards, clear after whatever allegiance you choose. That somehow the Most High is going to find it sufficient. That was the case, my brothers and sisters. People couldn't ever discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who seek all divine will and those who don't. Scripture says those who seek to do good works shall understand. And the word for good means all. Late in that case, those who seek to do all the Most High decrees, they are the ones who would understand. But those who want to call themselves justified because they're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, or any one or the other fallen standards of this world, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say they will be in so many ways. In so many ways, the scripture says that so many of them will be caught completely in so many ways off guard. Not what, it's not a word that comforts the masses. It's not a thing that everyone wants to hear. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the truth is what it is. The desire to be justified for the Most High after any standard, falling short of all that is his will, is in fact, my brothers and sisters, a matter of treachery. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, a matter of treachery against the Holy Name. Treachery against the name of the Most High himself. Sad thing, my brothers and sisters, that men have allowed this to happen. But like I said, the world falling short, men not realizing how much more they need the Most High himself. Faith coming by hearing a word, it means ultimately from Yah. Have trust in whatever not realize how much more they need to seek the Most High. I have made others their God, completely unprepared. Well, not what everyone wants to hear, I know. Not what everyone wants to believe, I know. But if I can, I'm going to try to see if I can do something about putting a little script that you might remember from the movie called The Matrix. You may have remembered this little pattern here. Let's see if I can put it together here. Just a moment.
You've been living in the dream world, Neo. This is the world as it exists today.
Well, if you remember that scene from the movie, Morpheus, if you will, telling Neo, kind of like a prototypical, if you will, type of
Trinity.
Eliyahu, Elijah, to a coming Messiah, they call Neo, you know, kind of like that same idea in the movie. After he showed him that he'd been living in a dream world, he showed him what the real world was like. And if you remember, my brother, this is that the idea, though men had, in the movie, had been compelled to believe all things were just fine. In the movie, the real world was one that had been scorched, barren. Our brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of the same type of scenario in so many ways, spiritually speaking, concerning these latter days. Calls it a wilderness. Calls the world like a desert. And yes, my brothers and sisters, men far from perceiving the truth of the light. What's the scripture say? In the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. Word is eternal. All things are made by Him, and without Him there were nothing made that were made. In Him was light, and the light is the life of men. Do we ever consider, my brothers and sisters, that we lack the light that is from the very beginning? If we lack discernment of what the Most High from the beginning declared is light and life, then, my brothers and sisters, we lack the very foundation and force as to what, in fact, is existence. Might sound like a hard word to consider, but he said the word that is from the beginning. I didn't say any deviant standard that comes later or that has come later. But what the Most High declared from the beginning is the pattern of life. And even though leaders who will continue to exploit and destroy and keep the people in ignorance, yes, I said leaders who will keep the people in ignorance, prefer you never know the state of the current world, it should be apparent that all these multitude of differing ideals wouldn't exist if men were, in fact, true to and well discerning concerning the only invariant light that we are to be if we are to attain the purpose. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Romans 11:25-27 says that, yes, even concerning Israel, if you want to liken Israel, let's just say the one in the movie, Neo, if you want to liken him to Messiah, if you will, they put it in the movie, even Israel. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, everything written in the scriptures tell us in Romans 11:25-27 that even all Israel is blind. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Till Messiah comes to awaken the minds. Scripture says, Israel will be blind to the times of the Gentiles comes to an end. I'm talking Romans 11:25-27. Israel will be blind to the times of the Gentiles comes to an end. And then the Most High sends a deliverer out of Zion. Then shall we all have the same covenant. That means all recognized in one mind. How about beyond all the darkness? How about beyond all those who hide the truth? Then shall we all have the same covenant in a time when Most High comes to deliver those who would turn from transgression. Our brothers and sisters, we have to understand what that means. A multitude of varying ideas, varying perceptions of what is truth cannot be the truth. Multitude of variant representations cannot possibly be the truth, cannot possibly be salvation. Like I said, the word from the beginning is the light, is life. Only harmony with that initial influx, an ideal, only harmony in that, my brothers and sisters, in that vibration is eternal life. For the very principle of life is that it has no contradiction in it. I can only say to you that if... Man, today we're true to all the foundation upon which all truth is established. So many lies, so many differences of belief, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious differences that men have trusted, but simply have not been able to deceive the masses. They would know better. All prophecy relates to when Messiah appears and the world again discerns the truth. Men will realize all the systems they have trusted have indeed been a lie. And the scripture says they all fall. Well, the Messiah has then, my brothers and sisters, had to reveal how men have been so vastly deceived. It means, my brothers and sisters, that others would never have told you. Prophecies tell us in advance the leaders, these are truths, the leaders will not speak. Need to read sometime Isaiah 56:9-57:4. So the leaders won't speak. They're all concerned about their own, if you will, corner, pulpits and thrones. They're all concerned about, let's just say, their avocations. And yes, though they seem to be very zealous, my brother and sister, their zeal is not for the truth of the Most High, or else they couldn't lie to you like they do. Couldn't take y'all these varying standards like they do. I'm telling you now, much of that zeal is about them protecting their profession in a very competitive industry. Yeah, they can be very zealous about supporting the lie, the lies they teach that actually have no real foundation based in the truth or reason. It's time you understand that. So, you know, it's something we need to consider. Simply stated, according to the scriptures, it says, if we consider ourselves wise in this world, how about after all the differences that are in it? My 1 Corinthians 3:17. It said, let us consider ourselves a fool. How about asleep, my brothers and sisters, that we might finally wake up? I've heard recently about a scripture that was in some text that they didn't include in the Bible. And it reads something like this. It says the Messiah once said these words. Whoever finds this world finds a corpse, and the world is not worthy of him who finds the corpse. Hard scripture, I know. But what it means is that the ways of this world are, in their divisions, are sin, and the wages of sin is death. But rare few are they, my brothers and sisters, those who function after the Spirit of the Most High, to discern the error. Yes, that will open their eyes to discern the error that must be overcome. Prophets, my brothers and sisters, don't speak after what seems apparent after the ordinary fleshly senses. A true spiritually endowed, inspired prophet after the Spirit of the Most High, my brothers, sees this world by the grace of the Most High, growing in the grace of the Most High, growing in the knowledge of him, sees this world, my brothers and sisters, from the vantage point of what the Most High himself has planned. So it's amazing. We see a lot of people who say in this world they've been consecrated. They've been set apart. Yet there are many factions which claim to be set apart unto the Most High. Think about it. Many factions that claim to be set apart unto the Most High. So what does that mean? I would say to you, if we're going to talk about what really is set apart, we're going to have to start thinking about, my brothers and sisters, what in fact is the truth of the gospel that makes the difference between the foolish soul and the wise? What is it that makes the difference? I mean, think about it. People teach all kind of different things among the churches right there in the Shabbat. No, yo, there's also in the midst of those words, it says that if one does not keep a Shabbat as a Shabbat, he shall not see the kingdom of Vienna. Meaning, if men are not willing to consecrate themselves to discern from the Most High the ways of his kingdom, are people who will not know his ways, more concerned about the ways of this world, will not be prepared to show that they will be firm unto peace. And it's only those, my brothers and sisters, who seek the Most High to discern his kingdom that will enter. Prepare to understand a way, my brothers and sisters, beyond this world. Only they will understand. Like I said, the scripture says those who seek to do good works, all that is pleasing unto the Most High, they are the ones who in the latter day, the Messiah is revealed after the conscience, not of this world. Only they, my brothers and sisters, are rightly to be prepared to understand. People say they're consecrated and set apart. My brothers and sisters, do we understand all? Are we so sure we understand all the things we must be set apart from? Do we understand, my brothers and sisters, unto all that it is, unto which we should be consecrated? Scripture says Messiah himself has had to come that men discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. A multitude of different leaders teaching something different are the wicked. They are the lawless. How shall they help you to ultimately decide? It's time to think more clearly, my brothers and sisters. We have to ask, what is the exceeding word that genuinely breaks the spells of mass global illusion? At last, awakens the mind and opens the eyes and ears unto the true way of deliverance. I told you, Most High told me that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. There's a website of mine called hiddengospel.com where I explain many of these things. Articles like Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Yes, an article called Tribulation 70-365 A.D. I would even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, in those articles, you will find that the early church knew Messiah to be someone that most hardly even identified with at all. Because the world would prefer you believe the Messiah sanctions all the variant misconceits of it. And that's so far, far from the truth. Most High cannot be, well, let's put it like this, a Messiah cannot be true to the Most High. And the Most High cannot be true to himself if he sends Messiah to sanction all the differences of this world. You have to know that. But like I said, humanity desires to believe it is awake in the midst of so much darkness. Desires to believe that men desire to believe they're awake in the midst of so much ignorance. Have wanted to believe insufficiency is sufficient. Desires to believe that they are all awake. Men have disregarded so much so the pursuit of the truth. Men are not desirous to understand the nature of the system in which they live. Like the scripture said, they've gone into a spirit of deep sleep and has closed even the eyes of your believers, the ones you call your prophets and your rulers, who supposedly see the hidden things. And if they haven't seen, my brothers and sisters, the way of the Most High that is from above, Scripture says your worship is after the precepts and doctrines of men. Those who know the Messiah is going to bring something far, far greater are those who are willing to pray as the Most High told me, Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know where something's been stuck in my mind that might shut off my mind from understanding the greater truths. Father, you know. And I know if you don't tell me, I won't know. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says they who wait for him, who seek after him, shall renew their strength. You already said in Isaiah 40-41, 40:27-41:4 in particular, that those who will awaken, my brothers and sisters, are those who see beyond all the leaders that he must reprove. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 56:9-57:4 says none of your leaders are worthy. If you really knew that, would you be so inclined to follow them? Messiah comes suddenly with a word from above. The scripture says, like the morning sun, to awaken the masses. How many of my brothers and sisters, like I said, realize Messiah comes as one that most hardly even identify with, one who the scripture said would reprove all the leaders? And if you think your leaders were going to tell you about that, I say think again, which means that if they weren't going to tell you about that, then they taught you a false Messiah. Scripture says, horns like a deceiver having horns like a lamb, speaking as the dragon. And they say the beast or various nations got their power from the dragon, the deceiver, the Satan, who deceives the whole world. meaning that your leaders are not going to tell you that they're deceivers. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand that? Isaiah 35 says a Savior is coming to save you, and then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Isaiah 41:21 talks about the Most High sending one that He has chosen, and showing the people that all their rulers had taught them to trust, that in fact, my brothers and sisters, have been ungodliness. Isaiah 16:12-21 talks about Messiah and calls him the King of the East. It talks about a place where all the rulers, all the varying ideas of rulers, are drawn to one place, and He will expose them all. It is that, my brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you this. It's written over and over again. Blessed are they who will understand. For the rulers of this earth kept the people blind, not discerning the snare that has been upon the whole earth. Hear me. Isaiah 24 speaks of it, particularly around the 10th to 22nd verse. In the Aramaic, it says, when a certain city that Messiah appears at is destroyed because it did not listen, people are going to say it was a mystery to them that any such scenario was ever even declared. But I can tell you, look at my website, hiddengospel.com, and you will find there, in an article called The Secret City Prophecies, how it's repeated over and over and over from Genesis to Revelation. The Messiah appears in the last days to a city, my brothers and sisters. A city that the Most High said He would judge first in its hardness of heart, in its pride, so as to humble the whole world. But if they didn't tell you that, my brothers and sisters, did they really intend for you to be awake? Or did they intend, your rulers intend for you to be still asleep? So Messiah comes suddenly like the morning sun, the scripture says. The scripture says, because the people are blinded by their rulers, though Messiah comes morning by morning, to tell a word that is truth, that does not fail or fall short. It says, in their wickedness, in their lawlessness, in their pride, they know no shame and don't seek the one called the morning star. My being, my brothers and sisters, they don't seek the light to cast out all the darkness. They're satisfied with it. Because in such a city, they are led to believe that it really doesn't make a difference. Like I said, they've told the people that whatever is not taught in their church, they don't need. Far from what Messiah said and told you not to be tricked by these people. But people have allowed it anyway. Like I said, the rules of this earth have kept the people blind, not discerning the snare that has been upon the whole earth. That's exactly what's written in Isaiah 24. It's what's written, my brothers and sisters, also in the book of Jeremiah, in the 48th chapter, around the, 48-43. It talks about when Babylon falls. Men realize there's been a snare, long been a snare upon the whole earth. And now that very, let's just say that with the awakening to that snare, is out to catch in their folly whoever it is. I said whoever it is that kept the people blind. One scripture says he who takes into captivity should go into captivity. He who kills with the sword should die by the sword. And the scripture says they would be the rulers be taken into chains. In other words, they preached a false word to keep the people blind. And after time, they would be punished. My brothers and sisters, how many understand? How many? Well, how much that's a fair judgment? Because the rulers have in fact, my brothers and sisters, kept the people captive in a lie. Slaughtered many of the false word. That they not even realize that after a time for falling shut, the people would be punished. My brothers and sisters, the scripture relates that as others have dealt, so shall they be dealt with. But how many of us are ready to understand the reality? Like I said, the scripture says the rulers should be taken to prison for holding the people in bondage. The scripture said Messiah will come saying the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. How about the whole word? That will release the captives. Open the eyes of the blind. Heal, my brothers and sisters. How about the confused? So, I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He said to me that he anointed me to expose what has been a false gospel. I pray that many will come to understand what all that implies. Because if it's not the whole word, it's a transgression. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving full consideration to all the Most High has said, or being, let's just say, indiligent concerning something the Most High has said. Well, and the Most High does nothing without reason. To ignore him in any way is not wisdom at all. It's time we understand what the scripture says, the patient faith of the saints. The saints, in the faith, in the, having faith in the Most High, seeing beyond the variant ideals of rulers and discerning the greater truth, their patient faith, my brothers and sisters, is that everyone who has acted as an obstacle against men seeking the greater truth shall be dealt with justly. By having murdered so many, simply by keeping them blind, because all that is necessary to create a devil is for man to be blind to the greater truth of Yah. And there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have set men on such faulty foundation that were they even to hear the truth, they'd be inclined to reject it. It's time we understand the truth. I would tell you that all Israel, my brothers and sisters, is not yet awake after what the people now presume they know. Not awake after what the people presume sufficient. Not awake according to what the rulers tell them they need when they need so much more. Like I said, purity and completion offers one choice. Men have been made to draw hasty conclusions, not seeing all things that they should have seen it. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, that's not awakeness. That's not wise. Science said, if you're my disciples, you would know the truth. How about the exceeding truth your leaders won't tell you? And that truth will set you free from those who hide the truth from you. It's time we understand the meaning of these things. Because scripture said the truth of the gospel, when it is heard again, it will awaken all Israel beyond all the blindness that we've suffered in diaspora and the multitude of variant rulers among these nations. For the gospel is not the word of all these variant nations. The gospel is the word of the kingdom of Yah. They who prefer to esteem themselves wise while sleeping in the darkness shall not understand, till at last they are awakened with a sudden realization that comes with the bringing forth the day. That was a great tribulation, my brothers and sisters, great trouble. Look at the word tribulation, trouble. Unrest that was wrought upon this world, the orchestration of Rome, to murder, my brothers and sisters, and highly persecute and murder all who believe what the early church knew concerning Messiah. If I were to start calling him Yeshua, the Shah Shin Shah, how many would understand? If I would call him Yeshua the Shiloh, how many would understand? If I said the Messiah is called Yeshua the Kurdi, how many would understand? Because in each case concerning that one, the scripture calls Shah Shin Shah, King of Kings. In every case, the one is called Shah Shin Shah, Shiloh, King of Kings, Kurdi. The prophecies relate. He comes to expose all your rulers for not having been true to the gospel and not having taught all they should have taught. That they keep people prepared only to be exploited, continually exploited. But Rome orchestrated on mankind with a continual persecution, obliterating, even to pervert, pollute, and destroy the knowledge of the faith. Dare men refuse to acknowledge they've been put to sleep under false prophets ever since? If you've been compelled to believe that those who hear the truth from you are those who awaken your soul, then definitely, my brothers and sisters, you're still asleep. Fallen testimony, fallen short testimony, deceptive rather than perceptive, controlling deathly bodies of knowledge. Well, the scripture says that once Rome does what it does, in those times of great tribulation. In the first 3 centuries, they murdered so many in the early church. It says after that would be a rise of false prophets. Our brothers and sisters, you think they teach a word to awaken you or to assure that you're asleep and that you not know the difference? Hey, remember the movie? Morpheus had to tell Neo, you've been living in a dream world, Neo. If you remember the beginning of the movie, they talked about how for a long time humanity had been born, except for a few true sons of Zion, they said, at the center of the earth, had all been born in like test tube babies, born of an imaginary world, thinking they'll move around and free, but all sedentary, my brothers and sisters, and hardly discerning the reality at all, while being constantly exploited till they perish, till their fluids are just passed down to another generation to keep that generation blind too. Yes, my brothers and sisters, people need to be unhooked. I want you to think about it. Why do people continue to trust as if wise? What is this diversitude of a diverse world and status quo? Blind to the absolute truth, or else they would not walk in after these multitude of different ways. Humanity has indeed been proud, drugged to sleep in as many divisions, wrought of a carnal lack of spiritual maturity. The Messiah comes with the light from above to awaken the masses, to discern all the way of concertion that the people for so very long have not known. It's the reason why the scripture says in Isaiah 42, the Messiah will come saying, I will lead the blind by ways that they knew not. By the ways they know not have I will I lead them, and will not leave them forsaken. Meaning that your leaders who either could not, would not, care not to seek these things in the fruition could only leave you blind. You can't preach or teach what you can't or refuse to see. And those whose priority is first for personal application. Double-minded and such as that, the scripture says, unworthy to receive the Spirit. How can they teach the seers the things of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, when they're blind not to discern the true way of Yah? I can think about what's written in Isaiah 24 when it talks about the leaders being taken in the chains and after a time punished. Same kind of thing is also in Isaiah 60. In the Aramaic, it says the people will say for a time, when it all comes down, when it all happens, what happens at the city? Scripture says that the people of the city will say it's been the people who remain will say it's all the people who remain about who saw what happens to the city will say it was a mystery to me, and the treacherous dealers, they're finally awake, discerning that the treacherous dealers, the rulers, have dealt treacherously. Yea, they have done very treacherously. And the scripture says that it is when all the foolishness of what they have taught is exposed to the light and the day Messiah appears. In fact, my brothers and sisters, is going to catch a lot of people totally, completely off guard. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because the scripture says in Isaiah 56, they hearken to dogs who won't bark. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture means when it talks about growing in grace. It's not just favor, my brothers and sisters. People, do they think they're favored while they contend against the greater will of Yah? That doesn't make any sense. Think about what the scriptures are actually saying. It said Messiah himself would say, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I've not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about to awaken and strengthen his people? That at his rebuke, the scripture says he dries up the seas. How about all the mindscapes? Let's just say he releases the people from all the prisons that are the mindscapes of the rulers. He makes sackcloth their covering. put the heavens. How about those who rule over the earth? He makes sackcloth their covering. He puts them in open shame. Growing in the grace and Yah of the Most High, brothers and sisters, is growing in the favor the Most High grants to those who believe Him, to grow in the knowledge of Him. Most High told him, if you can believe a multitude of contradictions, is His word, you're unworthy of His spirit to be His disciple. Growing in His grace is growing in the knowledge of Him, that you no longer are left vulnerable to the deceits of man. The scripture says, Messiah, by the grace of the Most High, then, accepting the gift of the Most High, accepting the greater truth and reproof of the Most High, will discern how to reprove all. I said, my brothers and sisters, how to reprove all the fallen standards of man. And I dare say, as the word from the beginning, the foundation that is from the beginning, how to reprove and expose every fallen standard after which men have fallen. Since indeed, my brothers and sisters, the fall unto a lesser conscience that men have been under since the beginning. It's time we understand beyond the conspiracy where the scriptures tell us in Psalm 2 that the rulers have conspired against the Most High. Taking counsel, says in Psalm 2, against the Most High. And the scriptures tell us in Psalm, well, how about in Isaiah 8? Really need to read it, Isaiah 8, 9 through 9, 8. That we should not call a covenant with the Most High what these people call a covenant, because they conspired to keep the people in blindness. And for that reason, scripture says the Messiah would have to declare to men there's a need to bind all the testimony, seal all the law, because people have been cherry-picking out there, picking what they will. Hey, institutions of man set up on foundations, not considered the whole truth, who basically told people they don't need whatever these institutions are not founded upon. Remember the scripture said, watch out for false prophets. They gather grapes from thistles, figs from thorns. Hey, said a whole lot of folks will find out they had no foundation at all when the reproof of the Most High comes. Finding out though they had preached, they said in His name, though they said that they had cast out devils or preached words that cast out illusions in His name, done many wonderful or inspired works. Messiah will say, keep away from me, I never knew you. Why? It is because, my brothers and sisters, they had chosen not to seek all the Most High declares, prideful after their own ideals. Yes, man, prideful after his own ideals, has only bewitched and deceived himself, believing he could discern after his rulers rather than the King who will judge them all. Believing that these folks really did preach the gospel concerning all they need. 45,000 denominations, they wouldn't exist if everybody taught the whole pure, perfect truth. It offers only one choice. But since the people have allowed their leaders to tell them what they need, sad situation. These people have allowed across the world, people across the world have allowed the leaders their gods. They fear to know there's only one Most High, only one judge. They refuse to know there's only one judge, holding on all their varying concepts of deity, all their various concepts of what they believe is the expression of the Most High. Afraid to know that Yah is one and true only to His own word, lest they find what they call a God, a God they thought they had. Well, lest they find they had no holy one, no Savior at all. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, telling folks that Most High is manifest and revealed after a multitude of differences. Men have, according to Malachi, how about around 2:16 through 2:17, 3:4, have, how about devalued the primacy, the preciousness of the very thoughts plan of Yah revealed. In other words, they've made so many counterfeits that folks don't feel like they have to hearken the Most High to be rewarded. They believe they can walk after whatever their rulers tell them. Malachi 3:13. The rulers compel the people to believe. And what good is it that they keep the Most High, the ordinance of the Most High? Because the wicked, the rulers, those who don't adhere to his command, they say are well set up. That these people can provoke the Most High. Yes, and even offer them tickets to provoke the Most High. Be delivered. Scripture says you should discern one day the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. In the day that all these leaders who tricked you under some standard less are ashes under the soles of the feet of those who sought to do all his will. My brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is that, again, Most High warned that his people must seek all the Most High himself requires. For if they desire robbers, who would call them justified after a lesser standard. My brothers and sisters, they're counted as robbers too. Heaven help us all to understand better. The people believe at the command of their leaders that the Most High is pleased with all of them despite their variant lack and preserve and even perversions, preservations of lies. And so everybody thinks they're strong people, each one after his own concept of deity. Don't look for the Lord of righteousness. Feel no need to wait for, seek, and expect him or prepare for him because they feel like they're already satisfied in what they have. Yes, a lot of folks sit back and say, well, after their concept of what they believe is a work of the Most High, their concept of what they believe the teacher is, they say, well, hey, they picked their religion and they don't need the ways. That their religiosity or their denomination, they don't need anything that it wasn't founded upon. The scripture says, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Meaning, if the leaders aren't telling you something, you still need it. But say, if you're scattered among the nations, how about a multitude of denominations? Realize that faith in the Most High demands that you still bring forth a perfect work under Yah. No, your leaders don't have a license to take away from what the Most High requires. They don't have a license to take away or add to concerning what the Most High said your people, all our people need. For all this confusion, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says they don't await the one called the morning star, the righteous one likened to the rising sun who casts out the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure. Read Isaiah 40:27-41:4 and understand what I mean. The scripture says that one is going to prove darkness. So many who claim light, who in the midst of the darkness could only twinkle a little bit. Well, my brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about the stars falling from the sky. It really doesn't mean they fall from the sky as much as it relates to the idea that their light shall diminish and be seen as next to nothing when comes the sun. Blessed are they will understand that. Man's going to have to learn all the lessons, my brothers and sisters, that should be learned. But the prophecy said in advance that most won't really catch on to the fact of what the Messiah, well, what the Most High said to his people, or said to Adam and Eve. He said, the day you sin, you surely die. Day man begins to contradict against the plan and the purpose of life. How shall he have the word, continue to have the word that is from the beginning, that he might live? Wake up time. Like I said, people have let their leaders tell them what they do or don't need and cause them to insult the gift of the Most High. The scripture says, if a man insults the gift of the Most High after receiving the knowledge of the truth, to turn away from him, Scripture says they, I'm talking about Hebrews 10:26-20, How about 10:26-31? We need to read all the way out on farther than that. Scripture says, if a man rejects the gift of the Most High, the greater knowledge of the truth afforded in being granted the foundation and the knowledge of the truth. Scripture says he's ready for the fire and ignition to consume the adversary, because one who won't accept the gift can never be perfected. It's not after a carnal mind that he finds the perfect will. And one who proves that he prefers unrighteousness over righteousness, were he even to get the truth, the scripture says he would still act wickedly. Such as this, my brothers and sisters, can only be a deceiver. You need to understand the implications of what that means. If everybody is allowed to take away from the words of the Most High, as they will, if everybody is allowed to forget something, the folks don't realize after a while they have concerning what is viable, absolutely nothing. So I need to repeat that. If everybody feels like he has a right to forget or take away something, what the Most High declares, and they all want to say that they are believers, after a while, after so much taint, perversion, and negation of the truth, after a while, people don't have anything at all. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, not discerning the gift amongst a multitude of misrepresentations, they reject the gift. Time we understand far better, my brothers. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern far better. Believing that their leaders can tell them what they do or don't need, while the leaders themselves don't understand the way of peace or harmony with the Most High in all things. Trusting in a multitude of devious standards, my brothers and sisters, people have been bewitched to worship the deviation, worship the fallen standards. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the devils, which tell them they don't need what is absolutely necessary to have peace with all people who would enter and partake in the blessedness, the harmony that will be on this earth, the kingdom of Yah. And so many of my brothers and sisters not realizing that the leaders have taught them to reject so much truth, as if to say they don't need it because your leaders said you don't. Wow. My brothers and sisters, so many have been compelled to insult the Most High while they said they worshiped Him. People have forgotten, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan. The Most High does and says nothing without reason. Yah has a plan, my brothers and sisters. And he's going to bring it to bear in order to bring forth all that pleases him. And only those who seek that fullness will be counted his friends, his allies. And yet your leaders tell you exactly opposite what the Messiah himself said. He said, if you allow anybody to trick you to deny any part of the law and the prophets, as if you don't need so many precious truths that are contained therein. He said, if you allow them to trick you, then, my brothers and sisters, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. And though all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have done everything they could to hide the truth, that men don't have a choice, Yah has always had a plan that his word receive exposure, that men will consider all that they had not considered. Read Isaiah 52:15-53:1. When the Most High does what he said he would do, to bring forth the goodness of all he declared, and the only way he can do that is he has to eradicate the negative. And those who know, my brothers and sisters, what they do to accentuate the positive that will survive in that day. He said he's only going to seal and confirm as true unto him are people who will speak no lies, do no iniquity. Read Revelation 14. Read Zephaniah 3:13. The man, my brothers and sisters, know how not to lie against the word that is from the beginning. Is man so sure he knows how to be consistent with the Most High in all things? Scripture says Messiah is going to bring that knowledge. The question I ask, my brothers and sisters, how many are among those humble to be prepared to hear and believe him? Steadfast upon a foundation that when the greater truth is given to them, they see the reason that is in it, not to turn aside. On my website, Most High said to me, reflective of what's on that site now, some 30 years ago now, he told me, I have to tell you things, the men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. I promise you there's so much there that exposes so much illusion. I told you the Most High said those words, he said to me, were not only precious, but very important. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah said, he said, you must seek all that he has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3:18-23. 1 Kefa, 1 Peter 1:10-11. All the prophets spoke by all the words and spoke by the spirit of the Messiah that was in them. Messiah said, "Amen is by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah." Dare men say that they can negate a word and then begin to contradict the foundation and still say they have the premise upon which life is founded itself? Think about it. If you add anything to the foundation that is not consistent with purpose, you contradict. A word from the beginning, he said, is life. He didn't say contradiction would still be existence. Word, contradiction, or diction. Which one, my brothers and sisters, have you believed? He said the word that is from the beginning is life. That means, my brothers and sisters, there's something that has to be remembered. That man for a long time has forgotten, else these divisions would not exist. There's something, my brothers and sisters, that must be remembered. And my brothers and sisters, a lot of lies that need to be cast aside. The question, my brothers and sisters, since the lies must be cast aside, that only the pure, perfect light remains, that we truly become a pure and invariant light to a wavering world. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to humble ourselves? What did he say? The scripture said Messiah would do? Say, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. A lot of folks feel like they already have everything they need. Want to believe it because they're afraid to find out otherwise. Even leaders are afraid to find out, hey, they never really preached the gospel. Afraid to find out that there's so much more they need than what their institution that they support or seek to be supported by have declared. Afraid to find out that they had never had a license, and the people they trusted never had a license either to negate anything. Scripture said, watch out for false prophets. It says in the last days, a lot of your pastors are going to find out, and that's exactly what they have trusted and exactly what they are and have become. He said, watch out for false prophets. He told that to all his people. In the last days, a lot of folks would think that what they had was sufficient. But my brothers and sisters will find out that it never was because they trusted men, not Yah. Because they didn't realize the need to see beyond the contradictions of man. My brothers and sisters, a whole lot of folks have been completely beguiled. In fact, the scripture says the whole world has been tricked under their leaders. Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, none discerning how much they need to seek the Most High, they're all under evildoers. He said, you have to scatter the bones of hypocrites. Who then, my brothers and sisters, said out of Zion will bring salvation to Israel? And that day his people shall be glad. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's not going to be someone who thinks like the rest of the masses. But the Most High sends to open the eyes. Because it's someone, my brothers and sisters, the Most High himself has already opened his eyes that he might open the eyes of others. How many, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand? It's not those who believe in those others who are giving you a counterfeit gospel, masqueraded as if the variant so-called constitutionalities of the nations are the constitution of the one kingdom of Yah. It's not those who would deceive you after this manner, my brothers and sisters. Well, the hope of life in his soul. But it's him who the scripture said in Isaiah 48 will come saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High with his spirit has sent me to show you the way that you should go. And oh, that you had kept his commandments, the scripture says. How about remember all that he declared and instructed? Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the ways of the sea, and your descendants would not have been destroyed before. It's time to wake up, O Israel. It's time to wake up all those who will be called by his name. Isaiah 48 chapter speaks of it again, saying what? His people have sworn by his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. My brothers and sisters, if you swear an oath to what is neither truth, nor righteousness, nor a full desire for all that is in terms of righteousness, not a fullness, a full desire for all that is divine will, what have you sworn to preserve? Most High says he has to refine his people because he's not going to give his name to those who would uphold the designs of another. Be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to hear and discern far more than what is common among the masses. It says, repent ye, or comfort ye, O my people. In every case, the word means man should prepare to have his consciousness awakened, even his mind stimulated at a level far greater than anything that before he has known. For the one that is coming is called the King of the East, the righteous one likened to the rising sun for a good reason. And those who have dwelt in the darkness, let's just say that when the light comes, their eyes are not yet prepared to handle the light. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. I would admonish you heavily to go back, if you can, and read and listen to a lot of the shows in the archives, especially over the last few weeks. You really need to understand, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah is according to the prophecy that knew him to be. That you prepare for a time of absolution that is to come. Articles on my website, Hidden Gospel, HIDDENGOSPEL.com. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction, and so many more. Very, very precious words, my brothers and sisters, to help open the minds with the help of the Most High. Pray and humble our hearts. Let our hearts be humble. Pray and let our hearts be humble, my brothers and sisters. The Most High shall hear from heaven to heal our land. Check out the word. Find out how you can support this ministry. Check out that website, hiddengospel.com. Find out how you can support this ministry. For only those who understand the words that are on it. Of it can help for the healing of our people. Again, unto the Most High, unto his might, honor, and praise always, thankful for every ear that he brings near. Let people know about these words, my brothers and sisters. Cry aloud and spare not. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Ed and Miah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto the might, honor, and praise the one Most High always. Yes, unto his honor and praise always. Hallelujah! Be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Discern all the truth. That your leaders and seeking to subdivide and therefore sin against and curse the holy name. Discern all the truth that would hide from you. And be again made wise.